he clap and a loud shout of praise. Father, we thank you for this man. Breathe upon your word. Thank you for what we heard already. Be thou glorified and be thou honored. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a praise and please take your seat. Amen. This is a week of very, very great, massive encounters. And you will not live the same. Any man or devil in charge of light should ensure that we don't have any challenge this week. I say devil because the devil can try to antagonize. The men are not devils. But if you are a man working with the light, ensure that the light works. If the system is working and the light is not working in your hands, come for prayer. Okay, because the rod of Gehazi, the rod of Elisha, spoiled in the hand of Gehazi. The rod was normal, but once Gehazi handled it, and I'm talking to pastors so you can take note of some people who handle things where you are. So do everything you can to make sure the system is working, otherwise you are a suspect. The way Gehazi spoiled the rod. And you should ensure that there is a speaker everywhere so that they can hear what I'm saying. Praise the Lord. But some of you, are you seeing some light at all? Alright, if you are not seeing where you are as much as you should, I'm sure you should be seeing the screen. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 22, very, very quickly and sharply. It says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. I am speaking on the subject, restoring the priesthood of the home. Restoring the priesthood of the home. The Bible makes it clear that the man of the house is like Christ to the church. If Hebrews chapter 3 verse 1 tells us that Jesus Christ is the high priest of our profession, then it means that the man is the priest of the house. Last month when we had the Married and Singles program, we made it clear that the direction of the man is the direction of the family. If the house, if the home must work, the man of the house must be the priest of the house. That is, if the woman has done what she should do or is doing what she should do, There is no family that can function according to scriptural pattern until the priesthood of the home is established. What is the responsibility of the man as the priest of the house? Number one, setting the pace for the spirituality of his family. The man must set the pace for the spirituality of his family. As Jesus set the pace for the spirituality of the church, the man sets the pace for the spirituality of the home. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1 said we are compassed about it. So great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the pace setter and perfecter of our faith. If Jesus is the pace setter of our spirituality, the man of the house is the pace setter of the spirituality of the home. It becomes an abomination for the woman or the children to be the major drivers of spiritual fire in the house. It's an abomination. It's an upside down operation. Where the man is still sleeping when prayer is happening, when the woman is coming to church and the man is angry that her going to church is too much. I have some very, 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 I don't know, redundant, I don't know what kind of name to call them. I've come across men before. When you engage them, you talk, you say, oh no, me, I'm not the spiritual type. My wife is the spiritual type. My wife is the one who prays for the family. Oh, she's a very prayer. She's a very, very, very prayerful woman. That is a very, very useless man. He's a misman. He's a misnomer of masculinity. If Christ represents the man, then as spiritual as Christ is, in relation to the church, so spiritual shall the man be in relation to the family. Man of the house, your wife should be able to take any scripture to you and say, excuse me, sir, I was studying this scripture, I didn't understand. Can you shed light on this scripture for me, sir? Your children should be able to bring, not that you are a pastor, that you are the man of the house. You are the priest of the house. I am not saying this to accuse or to condemn. I am saying this so that homes can become what they should be. Please take your seat. And it is not the situation where the man sits his wife down for the next 2 hours preaching at her. You know, the Bible says, wife, submit yourself. It's you they are talking about. When was the last time? It's directly you they are talking. Who are you going to change or impact like that? Listen, spiritual authority is not forced, it is end. You don't impose yourself on people and say, I am the authority here. They can feel it, they can see it, they know it. They know that you have answers to give. My children will pick up any scripture passage and ask me any time of the day or night. every man here tonight and every man watching online, I am here to ask you to rise up and take your position as the priest of the house, as the major fire bearer in the place of prayer, the major fire bearer in the place of the word. Your faith should challenge your children's faith in God. Your faith in God should challenge your wife's faith in God. Your prayer life should challenge the prayer life of your family. Your dedication to God, your passion. That is when it works. That is setting the pace in the spirituality of the family is number one. Number two, bringing the family before God at the place of prayer. That is a high priestly duty. Bringing the family before God at the place of prayer. You know, when the high priest entered the Holy of Holies in the Old Testament, he had the names of the children of Israel written on his chest. And he stepped before God to present Israel before God. Samuel was a high priest and prophet of Israel. Look at what he said in 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 23. He said, God, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. God forbid. That is, I am your priest and prophet. Not praying for you is a sin. He said, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Hello? Husband, what I mean is, your wife's name is on your prayer schedule. On your prayer schedule. The day you remember to pray for yourself, you remember to present, to take your wife before God. Was it Genesis chapter 25, verse 21 or something? That Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife. Isaac took his wife before God. We are not dealing with our generation where, you woman, if you don't give me a child, I'm going to find myself children. Alright? Isaac took the case of his wife's barrenness before God. Until God heard him. Open it again. And the Lord was entreated of him. And Rebekah, his wife, conceived. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? If I did not pray for my wife on a day and my children, it means that day I didn't pray for myself. Yes, it means I didn't pray for myself. That is by name. That I didn't pray for myself. Father, I thank you for my wife. Thank you because she is a fruitful vine by the sides of my house. Her fruitfulness no devil shall temper. She shall not labor in vain. She shall not bring forth for trouble. Nobody will take her place in my life. One day I opened my prayer notebook for her to see my prayer points for her daily. It's almost a breaking down point. Yes. That is, if you remember to pray for yourself, for your assignment, for anything pertaining to your life. As priest, you present the people under your priesthood before your maker. Am I communicating? That is, if she is not praying for herself, my prayer will sustain her. afraid of anybody's bitterness or envy against you. We are there at the place of prayer. You know, one lady went to meet the wife of a man of God. He said, I have found who to marry. Pray for me so that we can get married. He said, yeah. He said, but there is a problem. What is the problem? He said, but the man is already married. How can you say the man is already married and you say you found who to marry? You know what the girl answered? What if the wife died, uncle? So there are people who are wishing people's wives or husbands to die to take their place. There are all manner of enemy forces. All manner of bad will forces. All manner of satanic. That is why there are people who begin to behave. One day the Bible says Satan moved David to number Israel. Joab said, what is the meaning of this? Leave me alone. Who is in charge here? There are people who start behaving. It was Satan who moved in. They are not even aware of what they are doing. Somebody will go and resign from work. It's only after his resignation he will realize what he had done. There are people. That's why you don't take things for granted. There are people dying, killing themselves today by voices saying, kill yourself. Life is not worth it. So you uphold the people under your priesthood, especially if you have any future that is significant. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. I'm sure somebody is hearing a dimension of something you never heard before. You are the priest of your home. Trust God for your wife's potential to explode. You are not in competition. Everything God has put into her, let it be made manifested. Let the children be arrows in the hand of the mighty God. May they not miss their target. They will not miss their target in career. They will not miss their target in who to marry. As the priest of the home, you target them at the place of prayer. If we are talking about the restoration of families' destinies, the man must take the place of priest. Am I communicating? Before you wash your wife down, and I'm coming to that, have you prayed for her? Before you insult the hell out of your children, when was the last time you prayed for them? What is the priesthood all about? That is the place of intercession. You bring your family before God in intercession. Number three, what is the priesthood? Can you go over the first two, please? Setting the pace for the spirituality of the family. Bringing the family before God at the place of prayer. Number three, teaching and instructing them in the way of the Lord. Teaching and instructing them in the way of the Lord. Teaching and instructing them in the way of the Lord. We already saw that. 1 Samuel chapter 12 verse 23, where the priest called Samuel, said, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Genesis chapter 18 verse 18. Abraham, God was speaking about Abraham. He said, I see. From verse 17, shall I hide? And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him as a priest of his house. He will command his children and his household after him. And they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken, teaching them and instructing them in the way of the Lord. Very important. Yes, you see, I'm the pastor of the church. When I preach in church, they hear. But from time to time, it is necessary to have instructional sessions that are target-specific, teaching sessions. Many years ago, when we got married newly, once I got a book to read, I gave the same copy of the book to my wife. In those days, I will read it first. Or I'll make her read it because I normally will mark my book. I say, I just read this book from T.L. Osborne. I want you to go through it. I just read this book from Bishop David Oyedepo, Destroying Financial Hardship. I want you to read it. I just read it. The reason is, and then we'll share, and then we'll teach, and then this is what I saw with myself, with the children. The reason is, I wanted us to be on the same page. And my vision in ministry was that if I wasn't there in terms of somewhere I should be ministering, she could be there. And because she has a calling into the ministry. Not every pastor's wife has a pastoral or a pulpit calling. But she has that. And so I wanted us to be on the same page. And the children. It is the priest's duty to instruct. It's the priest's duty to teach. Somebody said, you don't blame them until you train them. You are only permitted to blame whom you have trained. If you have not trained them, you cannot blame them. And it starts from childhood. You know, there are many people who have left the upbringing of their children only to their wives. Just there. Go to your mother. And some, in fact, to their house help. So the house girl is teaching them the principles that has made her to be a house girl. The principles that is why she is where she is in life. Principles of fear. Principles of timidity. Principles of inferiority complex. Principles of low self-worth. Principles of don't aim too high in life. Principles of money does not grow on trees. And then the people are wondering why the children, even though they have very powerful parents, they are yet so timid and have so much low self-worth. And they are afraid of a leaf and afraid of feather. There was one girl who made one of our children to almost be afraid of chicken until we knocked that thing off. Because she was morbidly afraid of chicken. Morbidly. Mortally, in fact. Am I communicating at all? Yes, your wife is doing a great work. But no matter how good a mother is, she can't be a father. And no matter how good a father is, he can't be a mother. That is why God made father and mother. So those who are two mothers trying to marry each other are wasting their lives. Insanity. Two men trying to marry each other is insanity. And yet they claim that they are going to adopt a child. Don't adopt any child. Give birth to the child yourself. If that setting is correct, reproduce. Your inability of reproduction shows the insanity of the procedure. Am I communicating? Take your seat. You see your child come home with one kind of walking step or hairstyle or something you don't understand. Talk to them. Let's reason together. What's this all about? Not with very brutal approach because that can produce a negative effect. But don't forget When we married newly, I kept on instructing my wife, correcting my wife. She's a medical doctor. Grew up in great family. Went to university, staff school. Grew up in federal government, girls' secondary school. Went everything. Did some part of our primary school in the United Kingdom. Me, the town I was born, that was where I grew. Full time. Primary school, secondary school. In fact, if there was university there, maybe I would have attended. The first time I left town was after secondary school. That is to cross the town. That is, when I traveled to Enugu on my country, that was like going abroad. You know, but the local wisdom I had and wisdom from scripture was very relevant for setting instructions. At the beginning she said, am I always doing everything wrong? I said, no, you are not doing things wrong. You are doing it right, but it can be better. I am trying to present you to myself so that when you pass, they can say that is his wife. I'm trying to present you to myself, a glorious wife. Even till today, when she just stepped out of the altar, I said, do you have any correction from what I just preached? Let me know now. Let me know now before. I said, I'll let you know later. I said, please let me know now. Am I communicating at all? Okra does not outgrow its owner. you still pull it down and see, just calm down, just calm down all the way. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. The priest, the father. Some people are wondering, why are you just talking to the men? I'm talking to the men because everything rises or falls on leadership. What is the responsibility? Teaching and instructing them in the way of the Lord. Number four, blessing the family continually in the name of the Lord. Blessing, 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 blessing. Just blessing the family continually. Numbers chapter 6, verse 23 and 24. Speak unto Aaron and to his sons, saying, on this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless you and keep you. Blessing, blessing. That is, madam, honey, it is well with you. You will eat the fruit of your labor. You won't labor in vain. The Lord bless you for being a good wife. The Lord bless you for taking care of. Blessing. Children, you are blessed. You are the head, not the tail. In their younger days, I'll go to their room, lay hands on them, pray, bless them in the middle of the night. Step off. My wife is sleeping at times, hands lay. It's the duty of the priest to bless. Many are using the mouth they should use to bless to curse their wife, curse their children. What a liability wife I bought. Since I marry you, what have you added to my life? And so the more they talk like that, the more redundant the wife gets. There are children who have never heard any kind word from the mouth of their father. Not a kind word, not one. My wife is smiling all the time. Children are smiling all the time. All they are hearing all the time is kindness, blessing, goodwill. You will do well. You will do well. One of them called me asking some questions this afternoon around 3 or so o'clock. And then I answered the question, and then I'm having an exam. All right, in the name of Jesus, you are successful, the head and not the tail. Above only, never been it. You will never be at the back. It is well with you. Blessings. And you too, pray for me because I have exam this week. I'm in the exam now. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Blessing. Blessing. The greatness of the Jewish nation is that the parents are taught to bless their household. Officially, deliberately, lay hands on their children, on their wife. They keep speaking blessing. The blessing of Abraham, the blessing of Isaac, the blessing of Jacob. So if 100 people have the Nobel Prize, 20 are Jews, 20. The 80 is divided for the whole world. Nobel Prize in medicine, Nobel Prize in physics, Nobel Prize in peace, Nobel Prize in chemistry, Nobel Prize everywhere. Blessing, 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 blessing. Is God speaking to anybody here? If you had cursed your wife and your children, go and reverse it. That is not your duty. Your duty is the duty of a blesser. Keep blessing them and see how they turn out. Keep blessing them and see how they turn out. One of my children said to me one day, he said, Daddy, do I have any gift? I don't think I have any gift. See, this one has this gift, that one. I said, you have gift. It's coming. In the name of Jesus, everything inside you is coming out. Every potential, every grace. That one who said, do I have any gift? I don't think I know the number of the songs that God has brought through her. Her own. 50, 80, 100. I listened to the song, one of the songs, until song exploded out of me from listening to one of the songs that my own child received and wrote. Who said, do I have any gift? Do I have any grace? I said, you have too much. It will explode. It will come out. In the name of Jesus, you will be shocked. Watch out. Somebody say amen. When you function like this, no matter how desperate the devil gets, you deprive him of work. You deprive him of work. I know of a man who rendered the whole of his family useless by his mouth. This one is, I said, look at this one coming with big head. Is it head you are carrying or coconut? And he will be laughing. Children all rendered useless. Oh, this one going now, you are shower or not? What kind of headstyle is this? Blessing. When you go back home tonight, bless your children. Bless your wife. Bless them over the phone. Woman, bless your husband too, because the Bible says concerning the virtuous woman, she blesses her household. This is very, very important. And finally, it is connected to this last one. Blessing them continually. And finally, modeling the love and fatherhood of God to them. Modeling the love and fatherhood of God to them. Your children, I said it last time, they can't see God. But as they see you, they must be made to feel the love and the kindness of God. Your wife should see, should feel the love and the kindness of God. Should feel. In John chapter 1 and in verse 18, the Bible said that Jesus Christ, who is our high priest, that we are like as fathers and husbands. No man has seen God at any time, but the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him, or he has manifested him. The way Jesus came to manifest the Father to the church, the husband is to manifest the Father to his household. In love. I was talking to a woman the other day. Whose children are encouraging her to leave their father? Hello? When your own children say, leave the man if you want to leave. I'm not talking of children who are graduates now. I'm talking of children that are 10 years, 15 years, 7 years. Leave the man. He is not a husband. He is not a father. They say he is a dictator. That was the word children used for their father. He carried what they used to pound the arm to hit the wife. He said, this is not a man. He said, he is not a father. He may be a sponsor. He said, so anybody can pay your school fees. Doesn't have to be your father. That's what the children said. He said, anybody can pay your school fees and doesn't have to be your father. That's how this one is. He may be paying school fees, but he's not a father. When I hear those things, I feel so pained. The level to which children, what children are seeing growing up. What children are seeing. Very, very bad, terrible image of a home. Image of a father. Image of family. No, sir. Not like that. Not like that. Not like that. Love them. Let them feel the warmth of the Father. Let them feel that warmth. Love them. Love them. Speak good words to them. Children need affirmation. If they don't get it from the right source, they will get it from the wrong source. Your daughters need masculine affirmation. Otherwise, a man can do it for them outside. And then, that goes the wrong way. Baby, you are looking so fine. I like your hair dress. I like your dressing. Wow, how much did you buy this? I want to get many of it for you. Can you tell me the secret? What makes you look so fine? Say, it's you. It's you. You are my father. And you are not ugly, so I'm fine. I'm talking about our discussion. It's you. Just. The other day, one told me, say, my father has already told me I'm fine. I don't need any man to tell me. Wow. There are those. Look at you. Bad boy, bad girl. I am wasting my money sending you to school. Failing all the time. What do you want to do? If you destroy any child, God will hold you. There are those who insulted the best out of their children until the worst came out. You heard what I just said? They insulted the best out of them until the worst came out. They thought they were trying to deal with a snake until a dragon came out. The Lord, your wife too, affirm, show them that love. I do not believe that anybody can be close to God and not love people, beginning with the people of your life. I don't believe so. Stand up on your feet. I don't believe that anybody can be close to God and not love people. And that is beginning with the people of your life. Your family. And I have preached very, very brutally. But I heard from God's servant, Bishop David Oyedepo, It doesn't matter how far you have gone in the wrong direction. A U-turn is possible at any point once you realize. Let your children have known you as a bad father. Give them the opportunity to see the other side. Give them the opportunity to know a good father. Our children sent to me one time, one of the children. He said, "Daddy, I want to thank you for being a good daddy. Thank you for showing us what a good home is." I said, why are you talking like that? He said, "Because my classmate is just telling me what they are passing through in their family." Hello? My classmate was just telling me what they are passing through. She's crying for me every day. What her mother is passing through. What the family is passing through. And I've heard from mother, I have heard from another. And I cannot imagine what people are passing through. She said, "What they are explaining, I don't understand. Because I don't understand what they are talking about." That a man is a stranger to his wife and transfers his hatred for the wife to the children. All the way, just to thank you for being a good father and husband to our mother and showing us how a home, a good family should be. Thank you. When next will your children say thank you? There are those whose children are afraid of getting married because of what they have passed through. If it's an ancestral curse, break it. If marriages don't work in your own family, you are the first person to make it work. If it's a generational curse, break it. Somebody say amen. And the journey is not a destination, it's an adventure. We are learning every day. Even now, we are learning more and more things how to be better with our lives. And I believe that the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Taking the lead in spirituality is your assignment. Bringing your family before God at the place of prayer. Teaching and instructing them in the way of the Lord. Blessing the family continually in the name of the Lord. And modeling the love of fatherhood. Pastor and priest of the church, this is extrapolated to the church easily. As the priest of the church, your assignment is continuous blessing. Blessing the people. It is well with you. It is well. You will fulfill your days. You will fulfill your destiny. Dr. Ms. Enenche has already preached and talked about the other side, talking to women. For every woman who heard this message tonight, don't go home and quarrel the man. And say, "You see, I've been talking to you." Okay, the pastor has said the same thing now. That is, you want to worsen the case for your life. Don't look down on any man because of a particular message. People behave to the best of their knowledge. And people fight different factors. Wife, you are the help meet. Help adapted. If the man is going to be a better man, fulfill your role. Help his life. Even though he's the spiritual head of the house, he's the priest of the house, help his priesthood. Create an atmosphere conducive enough for his spirituality. Help his mind. Help his vision. Be a multiplier in his life, not a reducer. Fulfill your role. If the man fails, you are also to be held responsible. I believe that the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. And for everyone here tonight who is still single, how does this all bother you? It bothers you because if you are a lady, you will know the kind of husband that is a husband. Can we all be upstanding? And in the midst of courtship, you can see telltale signs of who a real man should be. The man is already insulting the hell out of you. You are not yet married. then you are face to face with a man that is not a priest. And in case you are going to make any prophetic declaration into your future home, you have points to make those declarations on. And if you are a single man, you are being shown what you should be. That wrong family you came out of is not an example. You know, one of the greatest challenges is when people perpetuate the failures of their ancestors. I knew a man, medical doctor man. While I was still in medical school, he was already a medical doctor. This man hated with passion the behavior of his father figure. That father figure had many wives, was a drunkard. He hated it. He was telling me himself how terrible this man is. He was like his senior brother or uncle, but it was his father who trained him in school. I couldn't believe my eyes when one day I traveled and this man, full-fledged medical doctor, owner of the hospital, was staggering like this in alcohol. So, did you see what they were telling me just now? I don't know. I looked at him. This man, alcohol is no respecter of profession. Medical doctor, surgeon. I heard of one, an orthopedic surgeon, who drank so that he left his car at the beer joint and trekked home. It was money he remembered. This guy just standing like this. The same thing that pained you. He married one wife, two wives, three wives, four wives. That as at the last count. People have a way of perpetuating, and the devil has a way of making people perpetuate the same failure of their lineage. That will never be your portion. By Wednesday morning, there is going to be a slight adjustment in the schedule of service so we can achieve so much before we leave here. We'll have the Early Will I Seek You prayer session by 6 a.m. to 7. And then 7:30 instead of 9 or 9:30, 7:30 a.m. the morning session begins. Also, so we can maximize the cool period of the day before the sun hits our roof. While we await for a very massive, 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 massive cooling system. Am I communicating? And then after that session, that will be ending like 10:45, 11, we have a little break and then have some special sessions. Young ladies that are battling with the spell of marital delay, it will be confronted, and that session should be coming up, I think, by, that should be Wednesday morning. Tomorrow is Tuesday, Wednesday morning. Wednesday after the main morning session. People dealing with barrenness and fruitfulness issue will be also around the same time. And then we are going to deal with financial issues, moving the business and finances to the next level on the following. And then we are going to have a youth on fire session for every young man who needs fire. That will be coming back out on Friday after the morning session before the night vigil. And so I'm announcing this ahead of time, but I am saying this because I just mentioned, even if it is a curse, let it be broken. There are things that you must make up your mind to break in this season, and they shall be broken. Lift up your hands and lift up your voice, and let's begin to speak to God. Let's begin to speak to God. Appreciate Him for what you have received. Honor Him for what you have received. Adore Him. Magnify Him. Worship Him. Glorify Him. Go ahead and speak to God.
I don't know what to know. Your will be done in my life. I have no need of my own.
Lift your voices and now appreciate God for what you have received today. Appreciate Him for what you have received today. Leperete siko bagalaya tasata tatalaya da hasta. Leperete manada zagalaya da hasario. Loro namaga zagaya da yala hasete la la la. Leperete sine malaya da yala la hastoba. Hastoba merotabi telebina da da dazu. Galadio Saparadia, lift your voice, open your mouth, speak. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Ancient of Days, Lily of the Valley, Rose of Sharon, Mekadel, Karen Yes, we love you. We honor you. We adore you. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Worship Him. Honor Him, adore Him for what you receive tonight. To you be the glory, Lord, and to you be the honor, Lord. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. If you are a man, you are going to tell the Lord tonight, Lord, help me to be the priest in my home. Whether you have a home yet or you are going to have a home, help me to be that priest in my home. Every other person, Father, help me to fulfill my marital destiny. If you are married, help me fulfill my marital destiny. If you are single, help me fulfill my marital destiny. If you are single again, you are married before, and maybe for bereavement or whatever reason, you are not married anymore. Help me, Lord, to fulfill my marital destiny. Establish me where I belong. You don't have children yet. Help me to fulfill my marital destiny. Open your mouth, people, and begin to speak to God. Help me, Lord, to fulfill. Help me, Lord, to fulfill my marital. Open your mouth and pray. Late kobakite pelite perata kazagadagala. Late sato rapataza lene mero sike barish. Lepiros pifora sikazi. Lexa parande kozamita. Leperita sikobara tekezina. Lekeste teprano sunamila. Let's go. Lift your hands now and speak to God and say, Father,
Father,
I make demand,
I make demand
on the release,
on the release
of my destiny,
of my destiny,
in this destiny recovery
conference, in this destiny recovery
conference, all round release,
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 in the course of this week,
in the course of this
week, I demand for the release,
I demand for the release
of my life and destiny,
of my life and destiny.
Open your mouth and speak to God now. Place your right hand on your chest, lay the other hand up. Dr. Mr. Nenji, I'd like you to come as a mother and as a wife who God has helped for 27 years in marriage. Release upon the daughters of God here tonight. God helped you very early, age 23 and 6 months, you got married. Heading for 24. He says, satisfy me early. Let God satisfy his children early, men and women. Let families begin to experience stressless marital harmony. There are families, the problem that is happening between them is not even physical. You know, they say the way Satan entered Judas. That devil doesn't want the home to work for any reason. We're going to pray. Let that yoke be broken.
We pray together today in agreement. In the name of Jesus, I pray for every precious daughter of God here today. Every dear daughter, every sister today. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the plan of the enemy against your marital destiny is hereby frustrated in the name of Jesus. Father, we make demands on your help upon our lives. Lord, your word says, oh Lord, satisfy thou me early. I ask, oh God, that the grace for early satisfaction in marital destiny be released upon these people in the name of Jesus. I ask, oh God, every troubled home, receive the peace of God that flows like a river in the name of Jesus. I decree wisdom from above, the wisdom of God, the favor of God, the help of God, the goodwill of your husband towards you as a woman in the name of Jesus. I pray for strategy for your husband and yourself to live together in wisdom and in harmony in the name of Jesus. I come against ancestral curses, familiar curses, anti-marital spells. Today, I break your hold from this life in the name of Jesus. I pray for everyone trusting God to be married. I take authority over that siege of delay. In the name of Jesus, every cause of delay is hereby arrested, and you are ushered into your marital destiny today. In the name of Jesus Christ.
I pray for you today in the name of Jesus. Help from above.
Yes.
Mercy from above.
Yes.
Grace from above.
Amen.
Is released upon you.
Amen.
Everyone battling to have a home that is a quality home, today the battle is over.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Husbands, grace to be the priest.
Yes.
Receive it now.
Amen.
Wives, grace to be the helpmeet. Receive it right now.
Amen.
Children, the grace to be arrows in the hands of the mighty God. That grace is released upon you now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Everyone trusting God to be established maritally, currently single, your years of singleness are over forever.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Before this week is over, Jehovah shall locate you.
Amen.
Everyone who is single again, by virtue of bereavement or any other reason, the Lord establish you, re-establish you.
Amen.
In your marital home according to His will. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every challenge in the home, sickness of children, financial crisis, sickness of husband, sickness of wife, that has put families under pressure, today, these afflictions are over forever. Over forever. I call it dawn in the name of the Father.
Amen.
And of the Son.
Amen.
And of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The Lord bless you.
Amen.
The Lord caused today to mark a new day for you.
Amen.
Families shall sing a new song. Leto Azaria Tako Kobalash. Lekezidi Laparatasoko. Lamina Sefredi Kalatora Patalatete Satata. Ancestral curses, generational anti-marital forces fighting the home from succeeding. Today, these powers are broken in the name of Jesus. Overnight, divine encounters shall happen that shall position the home in accordance with the will of God. So shall it be. In the name of the Father.
Amen.
And of the Son.
Amen.
And of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Shout the loudest amen.
Amen.
Give the Lord the praise. Two more things we shall be doing. For that Wednesday, please take your seat 1 minute. So, tomorrow we have 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Ellie will I strictly. It was very powerful this morning. We shall be having it at the event center down there. You are welcome. Bus will be available to pick some from the entrance in case there is somebody who needs. And then from Wednesday, now tomorrow we have 9:30 a.m. healing and deliverance service is already scheduled. But starting from Wednesday, after the 6 to 7, we'll then meet by 7:30 a.m. to 10:35. Divine encounter morning session. And then after that, we have about an hour or so break, and then we shall be having 11:30 to 1 p.m. for special sessions, specialized sessions. And then break and return back 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. in the night for a divine visitation. Awesome visitation with explosive testimonies. That is a schedule that will be running, and we shall be running sessions for singles, breaking yokes of delay, breaking the yokes of barrenness, financial stewardship, having what to do to move to the next level in finance and business, and then the youth on fire. The full details of these various sessions will be announced as it goes on. Tomorrow morning and tomorrow evening, Wednesday morning sessions will be announced, and then all the way as we reach up to Friday, where there will be an explosion in the worship and wonders night. It will be the best worship and wonders night you have ever attended in your life. Say the loudest amen. While we are in this mood, I know there are people here tonight, even though we came for singles and married, you have not yet given your life to Christ. Can you quickly stand up on your feet and rush to the front here and let us receive you? Quickly, I'll give you the count of seven. Pastor, I need to, that's right, she's rushing out. Quickly, pick your Bibles and your bags and rush forward. Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul. One.
Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul. I live for you alone, every step that I take, every moment I'm away.
Have your way, Lord,
have your way in me.
You are tied to an addiction, Indian hemp, marijuana, masturbation, immorality. Anything that is a bondage or a yoke in your life, you want to be free from them, quickly rush forward. You want to rededicate your life to Christ also, come forward. Go ahead, go ahead.
Every moment I'm away.
Have your way, Lord.
Lord, have your
everybody,
way.
Everybody, say,
Lord, I give you my heart.
My heart,
I give you my soul.
I live for you, I live for you alone.
I live for you.
I live for you alone.
Every moment I'm awake,
every moment I'm awake.
Have your way, Lord.
Have your
way. Everybody sing.
Lord, I give you my heart.
I give you my
soul.
I live for you alone.
I live for you alone. I live for you alone. Every step that I take.
Every moment I'm awake,
every moment I'm awake.
Have your way, Lord.
Have your way.
Place your right hand on your chest. Pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Have your way in my life. Forgive me my sins, Jesus. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. Grace to live for God is released upon you. And I call it done. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.